Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, you know, the huge.
Scraping by?
Scraping by. Hello.
Hello, welcome back.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
We are doing, again, recording the episode on Thursday, actually, because we had a busy week.
Yeah, not much to provide in terms of research.
Yeah, it's not happening this week, guys. Sorry. I, like, literally pulled 20 hours in the past 48 hours at my job, so and I just got off. I just got off a shift that was 10 hours long, and I started at 5:30 a.m. So I'm
spent.
Yeah, cashed, if you will. The brain has left the building. So this is gonna be a little chatty episode.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about your week. Did anything fun and interesting happen? Oh my god, wait, I have something to tell you I just remembered.
Oh, okay. I feel like the most notable thing that's coming to mind is our trip to Portland.
Oh, yeah! How the fuck did I forget about that? Yeah, we went to Portland. What was that, 2 days ago? 3 days ago?
On Monday.
Monday.
Yeah.
So 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was super fun. We were gone all day, too.
We were. Cass got some super cool tattoos.
I did. I got some new tattoos.
Wait, how are they doing?
Good. If y'all have ever had second skin, you probably know the struggle. I keep picking at it because it, like, you know, when, like, I can't leave things alone. I'm like,
okay, yeah, well, it's just like plastic wrap on your arm.
I'm going to leave the second skin on for probably like 2 more days. I usually go to the 5 day mark because it just makes the healing process easier. But yeah, they're doing really well so far. They're not sore anymore. I got one like kind of on my wrist and it was a little sore right afterwards. So, but now it feels good.
Yeah. How was like the pain? I didn't even like ask during because I didn't want to like make you think too much about the pain how painful was it? You said that the wrist one was pretty kind of.
Yeah, horrible. The wrist one, I was going to say, the other two, for reference, because you guys can't see us, I got one on my upper arm, one on, like, what is that?
Right below your elbow.
Right below my elbow, on, like, the inside, kind of, and then I got one on my wrist. These two, the upper two, were totally fine. Like, at this point, with tattoos, this makes 9 tattoos that I have.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that the other day. I'm like, damn, I'm collecting, like, Pokemon cards. those two were fine. Like, tattoos don't really feel like much anymore. They don't really make me squeamish anymore. But then I got the wrist one, and I was like, ew. It was fine. Obviously, like, it's a more bony area, so it was objectively more painful. And also, my tattoo artist was telling me, I don't know if she was just telling me this to make me feel better, but she was saying that single line, like fine line tattoos actually do hurt more because it's what was she saying? She said like it goes like deeper or something like that, so it feels more painful.
And it's like sharper?
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. It's sharper. Anywho, so yeah, the wrist one definitely hurt more. There was a couple moments where I was getting a little nauseous and a little woozy. I was like, oh, because like it freaks me out when it like I can feel it kind of on the bone, and that's kind of like what this was. God. Same thing happened with my back tattoo. Like I felt it on the bone. I was like, oh, that's making me want to pass out a little bit.
Yeah.
But other than that, I made it out alive. I didn't pass out. I didn't puke, and I was totally fine. And she did a fantastic job. I'm super, super happy with the result. So that was sick. But yeah, we went to Portland on Monday. We drove up in the morning, went directly to the tattoo shop, got the tattoos, and we got some really good Thai food afterwards.
Yeah, that place was good.
No, that place was really good.
And we were so hungry.
We were so hungry. And then, what did we do? Oh, we went thrifting for a second.
Yeah, we went thrifting for a second. Oh, no, you got a bag.
Yeah, I got a bag. I got a fun little, it's like a Republican core bag, but I am reclaiming.
No, it's like a cowgirl.
It's like a, yeah, but it's like kind of Republican
core. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But I love I like wearing camo because I think it's like funny, and I know that I don't look even though I'm a white girl, I don't think I look conservative enough, especially now that my hair is really short, that people would think like, oh yeah, that girl's a Republican. They're like, oh, she's reclaiming it in a liberal way.
Yeah.
So I got kind of like a cowgirl coated bag. It was super fun. And then when we were driving back, the drive back from Portland was the drive back from hell.
Yeah,
it was really bad. We ended up driving back at night because we left probably Portland around like 5:30 or 6, so it was getting dark.
Yeah.
And then
I feel like it was like completely dark.
It was probably 6 then when we left. And, like, it was fine and dandy when we left. Like, it wasn't super rainy. And then, of course, as soon as we get on the fucking highway, it's, like, torrential rain, like, lightning, storms.
So, actually, like, pouring so hard that the windshield wipers were on, like, max and, like, you still, it wasn't
Yeah, you couldn't see anything. So, that was a little scary. And then it would go away and then it would come back.
And we'd be like, is that Elaine?
It's like, no, literally. Like, I'm, like, looking, I'm, like... I know, I was like, I'm not, I didn't even tell you, but I was like a little scared for a minute. I was like, I can't see where we are.
Because I like...
We lied to each other then, because I was like, are you like feeling okay? And you're like, yeah, I'm good.
And I
was
like... Well, I didn't want to like make you crash out while you were driving.
Honestly, thank God for that.
But I wasn't doing horribly. I was like, eh, like, it'll be fine.
We'll be fine. There was a few moments where I was like, we might not be fine, but we were
like hydroplaning down the freeway.
No, we did hydroplane like probably twice, and I think I only told you about one of them. Yeah. And then the other one happened, I was like,
I'll just keep that to myself.
I was like, there's no need to say anything about this, because what are we gonna fucking do, pull over on I-5? I mean,
we did.
Well, okay, and then we ended up doing that.
We did twice.
Yeah, we did twice. So after the rains had stopped, we're driving down.
We were like, oh, thank God the rain has stopped.
No, we were like, oh my God, we're in the clear. Joke's on us. I'm driving on I-5. Obviously, it's dark. My headlights suck to begin with. So, like, you know, not seeing much, going 60 miles per hour and out of absolutely fucking nowhere, out of thin air, this ginormous raccoon materializes in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Of course, like, there's no, like, by the time I see it, there's literally nothing I can do. Nothing
you can do, so, yeah. We, like, there was, like, a bump, and I was, like, not looking at the road, and then Scott started pulling
That's
over.
That's good that you didn't see it. I saw it.
Yeah.
I felt really bad, too.
So did I.
I will say, this thing was a porker, though. This thing was fucking huge. Anyways, hit the...
And that means it deserved to die?
Yeah. No, but like I was like surprised that it didn't do as much damage as it did.
It didn't. It like a little bit. Took a chunk off the bumper.
Yeah, it essentially. Okay, so here's the story. I hit the raccoon. I'm like, oh fuck, pull over on I-5.
I was like, did you hit something?
Like, no.
And you were like, yeah, that was a raccoon, and I was like, oh.
I know, it was really sad because raccoons are really cute. I felt really bad, and it was a chubby. Like, I like the chubby raccoons. They're funny looking. They're cute. Anywho. Pulled over on I-5 in the dark, and it was wicked windy too. Anyways, we like pop out, take a flashlight. It did eviscerate part of my bumper.
The fog light was like dangling by the wires.
Yes, and I will say right now, I will probably not get that fixed because I also realized the other day, I didn't tell you. I showed up to work early in the parking garage, and it's dark enough that the fog lights would turn on. I was like, oh, I'm curious if that one still turns on. So I put on the fog setting. Apparently, neither of them work. So I guess it doesn't matter.
Perfect.
Anywho, I did that, and I immediately called my dad because I'm on his insurance, and I would like to let him know. And I told him, and he, like, we were driving at this point, and he was like, oh, you need to pull over right now. And I was like, what do you mean? I'm like, it's fine. He's like, no, you need to make sure that your water pump is still attached to your fucking car or whatever or it like, is. Coolant just, pump.
Yeah, the coolant hoses.
Yeah, that. And I was like, fuck, okay. And we pulled over again on the side of I-5 in the wind and rain.
He was like, the engine might, like...
Yeah, he's like, the engine...
Burn up.
Might, like, and... basically explode inside of your car. And I was like, oh, great.
Like, oh, pull over. Let's pull over again.
So we pulled over. We got, like, on our fucking hands and knees and checked under with our silly little phone flashlights. Everything was fine.
We were like, looks good to me.
Yeah, I was like, I like took a glance. I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Nothing was dripping, so.
Yeah, nothing was
dripping. And it didn't hit, like, the radiator. It hit, like, the side.
Yeah. So. So we checked everything out, got back on the road, made it home in one piece. Oh, then I did miss our exit.
By, like, three.
By, like, three exits. Because it gets confusing at night. Okay. Also, I'm, like, I never know where I have that problem of never knowing where I am, basically, when I'm in a car. So we almost made it home in one piece, and then, well, we did make it home in one piece, but we did miss our exit many a times, and then had to turn around on, get off, go back and drive up three fucking exits after this endeavor to get our asses back home. So that kind of sucked.
But we made it back.
But we did make it back. So that was our Portland trip, our one-day Portland trip.
Yeah, that was a mixed bag.
It was a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, it could have been worse. I do feel, RIP that raccoon, it was very cute.
I know, I wrote a note to it when I got home in my journal.
Oh, wait, that's so sweet.
I was like, I need to send this poor little raccoon off.
I know, poor thing. And then it had me thinking, I literally had a conversation with you in the car. I'm like, why the fuck do we not have, like, little nets or nature bridges for these poor animals that get hit on the road? Because, like, I don't want to, I wasn't even pressed about my car. I just fucking felt bad for the raccoon. Because yeah. obviously it doesn't know that it's running onto a, like, it's a suicide mission when it does that.
Yeah.
So I petition that we should put natural, like, nature bridges all across I-5 and have little nets so they can't get into the road anymore. I think that would be a great solution. And then nobody has to hit them with their cars anymore because, am I a little sad about my bumper? Yeah, of course I am. Yeah. But, you know, it's okay. Grand scheme of things, it's fine.
Yes.
Anywho. Oh, and then the thing that I wanted to tell you. Okay, y'all, this involves you too. Remember that episode I did about the garbage man? The man that came and took a shit in our garbage at my job? Yeah, he came back yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, and we found him. And we caught him before he did whatever he does in the garbage, in the dumpster, and we kicked him out. And then he did proceed, I think, to, like, I don't know. I got scared, so I went in, back inside. Because, okay, I'm so bad at telling stories when I'm cashed. Basically, me and my coworker were at the end of our 10-hour shift yesterday, and we were like, we need to get the fuck out of here. So she's taking out the garbage, and she, like, comes back inside, like, with the garbage. And I was like, girl, what? And she was like, there's a man in the garbage. And I was like, what? And she's like, there's, like, a guy in there. And I was like, oh, I know who this is. I was like, go get a manager right now. Like, this is the guy. This is the man. Anyways, we get a manager. He leaves. And then apparently I got the rest of the story. He, like, crawled out. I did, in fact, see him when I was leaving work.
Oh.
Yeah. And he was, like, staring at me. So I think he recognized me, which also made me feel a little uncomfy.
Yeah. Wait, so was there any, like,
there was no stench. I think we got him before he pooped in our dumpster again,
Anyone, like, find out, like, why he was going in there? Okay.
Nobody knows why he does it, but it was in the middle of the day, so I know it wasn't for, like, warmth. Maybe it was for food. I have no idea. It was an interesting day yesterday, so that was a good way to end my work day yesterday. Thankfully, I didn't see him again today, but now I'm, like, afraid of the dumpster because I'm afraid he's going to, pop out.
Like, you throw it in, and then you're like, oh, someone's like, ow.
No, that has happened to one of my coworkers. Assuming the same guy. One of my coworkers was like, one time I was, like, throwing, like, a big, fat thing of garbage, and apparently he whacked a guy in the head on accident because he didn't see him because our dumpster is massive. Right. And he was, like, terrified because the guy was, like, he was like, ow. And my coworker was like,
oh, my gosh.
He was like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. Wait, why are you in there in the first place? I don't know. It's an interesting place that I work at.
Yeah.
It's silly. It's silly and goofy.
Love that.
Anywho. Anything else interesting happened to you this week besides our Portland trip?
I finally applied for that job the residential treatment job that I've been back and forth on. So now I'm waiting to hear back if I get an interview for that, which would probably be today or tomorrow that they get back to me. Probably tomorrow, because it said, like, a few days, but who knows? I don't really know when.
Yeah.
I'll hear back if I do. But that's, so I'm kind of, like, excited, but I'm also, like, this is going to be so fucking intense if I get this job, because, holy shit.
Yeah. But hey, if you hate it, you can quit.
Yeah, true.
Take comfort in that.
True. That's, like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way I'm taking comfort.
There you go. You can take comfort in that always. If you hate your job, you can quit. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I have been avoiding Trump and the presidency on social media, but it has been finding me anyways.
Yeah, true.
And you've seen the crazy shit. Like the king, Trump, and then the... you're the one that told me about the Valentine's Day thing.
Oh, am I?
I think you were the one that told me about it. Okay. Or somebody. I don't remember.
Yeah, that's, like, so disturbing.
Yeah, if y'all don't
That's actually disgusting.
No, it's disgusting. It's, like, foul. It's sickening. In a bad way. It's roses are red, violets are blue. Come here illegally and we'll deport you. And the White House...
It's on, like, a pink, like, Valentine's Day with cards. Like, that's so disgusting.
No, they're, like, trying to, like, turn it into a fucking meme page. I'm like, what kind of dystopian-ass fucking... timeline are we on right now? This is actually, like, ridiculous at this point. Like, the White House, the official White House page is basically a meme page.
Yeah. Yeah, like the AI things.
Yeah, like, yeah.
On Truth Social. Or I didn't even, I saw it on Instagram. I think someone had, like, reposted it. But then I looked it up and it was like, I was like, there's no fucking way that's real.
And it is. Was like,
yeah.
That's this kind of administration. Yeah, or I guess we didn't put any context on that. If y'all don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about the AI Gaza Strip thing that he posted, like making it
into like a Trump's resort.
Gaza, yeah.
And like he's like the king of it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know. It was such a
it was disgusting.
Gross video.
Yeah, it's really quite
it was
gross.
Actually wild.
Yep.
There was like a golden statue of him like in it.
Well, yeah, there was also him and Netanyahu by a pool together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, oh.
And him and Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, y'all. It's like.
it's so like. Weird. First, like, yeah, it's just like gross in general, but also just like the fact that stuff is still like happening there and like everyone, like everything is destroyed basically. And like. So many people have died, and it's, like, so, like, and you're, like, period, like, let me make a resort, or, like, let me, like, make a joke out of this, or, like, turn it into Trump land, or whatever. It's just, like, what is going on inside you?
Literally, no. It's, like, I don't even understand, like, it's so, how we got in this hellscape in the first, like, is, I cannot understand how we got here in the fucking first place. Like, we are, the fact that that is actually happening is like, yeah, the fact that this is the man that runs like one of the most objectively like powerful countries in the fucking world. Mm-hmm. And that, like, this is the shit that he's condoning and posting.
I think when you're like that, when you've been a billionaire for that long maybe, and you're like just that like out of touch, you just are so disconnected from like that level of like suffering, which like so are we, obviously. I have no idea what it's like, but it's like you are so, it's like a joke to you, or it's like a game to you. It's like, let's make the most money we can, or let's get as powerful as we can. And it's so like removed from like what actual normal people experience, or like what actual people want, or like what's in the best interest of actual people.
He's a populist. This is what populists do. Like, they want to get the most attention on them as possible, and they don't really care if they have a lot of, they don't care if like people hate them, they just need enough people to love them basically.
Yeah.
And that's what that is. They need people to, he wants people to see him as a god, and that's what that
is. And a lot of people do.
And a lot of people do, unfortunately. Yes. And I personally know people that see him like that.
There was like the AI thing that was like, long live the king, like him with the crown on mm-hmm. it, which was like, oh, like, yeah, it's not
like we don't have kings here. I'm pretty sure that's like literally why the United States like became a thing, is because they were trying to escape, I don't know, a fucking king, a monarchy. Does that ring a bell, anybody, please?
Yeah, history is kind of repeating itself.
God, I hope not. No, yeah, I mean, I'm assuming anyone that listens to this probably has Republican, or I can't even call them Republicans anymore, family members that are part of the Trump cult. I do. And we just, did I tell you about this? Mm. Oh, I just had a family call. That family's never gonna hear this. We had a family call, and my dad, Alex, you know my dad enough that he cannot keep his mouth shut. Honestly, I love him for it. It's really funny. But he was like, because we had some of the family members that were Trump supporters, like, just twisting the knife. Like, he's like, oh yeah, like, I thought eggs prices would be down by now, but like, I'm paying like $8 a carton, like, I wonder when that's gonna happen. And like, oh, aren't like gas prices supposed to be like, they're really expensive out here, what about you guys? And he's like, yeah, but you know, thank God they got rid of DEI, like, that was so important, right? And my family member that voted for Trump was just like silent. The one thing he said was like, well, he just got into office, so give him time. And my dad was like, and then my dad gave up the bit and was like, you've got to be kidding, right? Like, he's a liar. He's not doing any of this.
Yeah.
Using different wording than that, I won't repeat it because it's not good for the message at all, the things that my dad was saying, but regardless, yeah, it is, I don't know, maybe people will wake up. I hope that my family members wake up, because...
Yeah, it just becomes, like, more and more alarming to, like, the things that I, like, the AI stuff, I was, like, because at first I was, like, there's no way this is real, like, this is, like, a joke that, like, someone's, like, imagine if, like, we get to hear, and then it was, like, literally something he posted, and I was, like, oh. It's, like, we were really sliding faster than I thought.
No, yeah, it's happening a lot faster than I thought it was gonna happen as well, so that's really, yeah, extremely concerning. I don't know. It's, yeah, to take it to a dark place, it's probably going to get way worse than we all thought it was going to be, too, if I'm being honest, because it got this bad this fast. I'm like, it's only, that's the thing, yeah, too. It's literally only been, like, a month, a little over a month. And it's this, it's, like, this kind of crazy shit is happening already is, like, insane to think about, the fact that,
yeah,
in such a short period of time.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
And we just keep it pushing.
We just keep pushing. Yep. That's literally all you can do. But yeah, yeah. I still hate that man very much. Deep, deep hatred for that man and Elon Musk and all the other billionaires that are bowing down to Trump or, like, being extremely complicit. That's also really bothersome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
And, oh no, and I know we kind of briefly talked about it. I ended up doing a little more research into the REI thing because I was really curious about it. The fact that that frustrates me to, like, literally no end, because REI does pretend to be a co-op, but it's actually, it's not.
Oh, really?
No, it's not a co-op.
Oh.
Or maybe it used to be at one point, but it is not anymore. Like, they're not letting, like, union leaders have, you know, seats at the table with regards to talking about, like, workers' rights and, like, workers' compensation.
Yeah.
Apparently, beyond...
something to say, fired a bunch of people recently.
Yeah. Beyond union busting, too, they also started rolling back regulations. Like, I read a story about how at... I think it was, like, for skis. Like, people that basically do, like, the... I think it's, like, the hard wax or something that goes on skis.
Mm-hmm.
They need proper PPE because you are inhaling basically liquid fucking plastic. Like, that's, you need to have some kind of protection that is not good for a human being to be inhaling all the time.
Yeah.
Especially, like, they were working out of a basement in, like, it's in Brooklyn, New York. You can probably, if you look up these details, you'll find the story. With no ventilation, so they needed the proper PPE. Anyways, REI just decided, like, we're not going to pay for that and you don't need it anymore. And they were like, no, like, we have a right to know what the hell we're inhaling and we have a right to make that decision for ourselves. And you, as a corporation, need to provide us with the proper PPE so to know that we are safe. And REI basically just, like, was like, oh, well, no, like, it is safe. And they're like, okay, well, where's the proof? And then they were just, like, being super evasive about it. And, like, we're not telling them basically what they were inhaling.
Mm-hmm.
Super fucked up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the union busting and then, yeah, basically, REI endorsed Doug Burgum, who was Trump's pick for the Secretary of the Interior. He is known for supporting, basically, like, oil and... like, he's, like, the goes along with the drill, baby, drill sentiment, basically. Which is so ironic for a fucking outdoor company to be supporting.
They're supposed to be, like, environmentally friendly.
Yeah, and also in wake of, like, all of the layoffs of the forest workers, like, be so... for real right now.
I feel like that's so not in alignment with their employees too. I feel like that employees are always not, like, so, like, environmentally conscious.
Yeah.
Like, and, I don't, like, know.
Appreciate, like, the great outdoors. Yeah. 1000%. Or their customer base.
Yeah. Like, literally.
Are you kidding?
And I think a lot of people don't know about it because I, like, didn't even find out about it until, like, recently.
No, that's the thing too. When I was trying to look into this more, it is really hard to find articles about this. I don't know if it's because it's getting lost in the media cycle with regards to all the other crazy fucking shit that's going on right now, or if REI is trying to bury it because they don't. Obviously, they're extremely successful. They're a lot more popular with people that are, like, more, you know, outdoorsy than, like, Dick's Sporting Goods, obviously. I know they also have a lot of people that are involved in their rewards programs, like I am. But I will no longer, unless they change, I will no longer be supporting them, which is sad because I did really like REI. I thought I liked REI as a company, but finding out all of this is really disheartening.
It is. It's like people are, like, caving for the money.
No, literally.
Corporations that you kind of like were like, this is one of the good ones. I mean, none of them are really.
Yeah. But the ones that you're like, oh, I think, because yeah, you like, obviously you're operating under the assumption that REI is a co-op. It's not acting as a co-op though. It's acting as a corporation and it's exploiting its workers. And it's just so frustrating. It just kind of goes to show that like, you can't really have trust in any companies anymore, because at the end of the day, they are companies and they literally profit off of exploitation. And yeah. if Trump getting an office and all of these because it's not just them, it's Target, what else rolled back? Like DEI and like workers' protection. I'm
sure like Home Depot and like,
didn't Apple also do that?
I know Amazon did for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know about Apple. I mean, the CEO of Apple was like at the inauguration.
Yeah, literally. Hey y'all, Cassidy here. I'm actually literally in the middle of editing this episode, but I wanted to make a few corrections with regards to the statements that we just said. So I wanted to go back and fact check. So we were correct about Amazon. They did roll back DEI. We were actually wrong about Home Depot. They did not roll back DEI, surprisingly. I will say though that the co-founder of Home Depot, his name is Bernie Marcus, has donated literally millions of dollars to Trump's campaigns. Even this past cycle, he donated well over $1 million. So still not a great company to support, but you know. And then with regards to Apple, they actually also didn't roll back DEI, but I should say that according to the Associated Press, I will link this in the description, after a brief presentation about anti-DEI proposal, Apple announced shareholders had rejected it in a regulatory filing submitted Tuesday evening. Apple disclosed that 97% of the outstanding shares that cast ballots voted against the measure. So in essence, Apple did attempt to come for DEI, but shareholders rejected that. So I wanted to make a note of that. I guess good that DEI is still in place in Apple. That's great, but it is extremely shitty that they did attempt to come for it in the first place. Alrighty, y'all. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Anyways, it goes to show that you really can't trust any corporations, because before they are anything, they are corporations.
They always are like, they are like Google like eliminated like Black History Month and Pride Month from their calendar.
Yep.
They're all like so like supportive, but it's all like, it's all for profit.
It's all performative. It's literally performative. And I can guarantee you when the next time that we have a leftist or liberal, they're going to be like, oh my God, no, like inclusivity. And then they're going to, because they go with the tides. But now these corporations are basically all given a free pass to abuse the shit out of their workers, union bust, roll back workers' protections, and they're going to take it because they're corporations. That's what they do. Profit over literally everything else. And it's extremely frustrating.
It is.
So if I can urge you to do anything, I don't know, I'm going to personally try my very best to support local businesses as much as I can, or like businesses that I know actually, and like, of course I'm saying this from a place of like somebody that is poor, so like my options are fucking limited sometimes. Unfortunately, I do have to go to these like stores sometimes because it's the only option that I have, but I'm going to try to personally roll back. Like, I refuse to buy anything off of Amazon anymore. That one, actually, that's kind of been for a while, but fuck Amazon. But yeah, like with REI, don't really want to support them anymore. I'm not going to go to Target anymore. That one's
true. Totally, we should stop going to Whole Foods.
I know.
We stop going to get a drink sometimes because it's right near the house, but Safeway is probably better than Whole Foods. Probably not, honestly.
Actually, we have to look into that one before we say that.
There's got to be a local grocery store.
Let's look at Trader Joe's. I mean,
lollipop.
Yes, I know. I'm like, damn. I don't even know if Trader Joe's is great or not. I mean, I haven't heard anything too problematic, but I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, they're all problematic in their own ways, to be completely honest.
Stopping buying our lollipop at Whole Foods,
we're single-handedly
saving the United States.
Exactly. We are sticking it to the man and showing Jeff Bezos that he can't get away with this shit. No, but actually, honestly, no. If we want them to actually start giving a fuck, well, they're never going to actually care, but if we want them to start actually implementing workers' protections and actually like allowing their workers to unionize, we gotta hit them where it hurts, and that's their pockets.
True. I saw something on Instagram about like, it was like, I think it's tomorrow, it's like they were, it was like a post that's trying to like rally people to like not spend money for a day.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Lord knows I can't afford to anyways. Stuff, then try and buy it from a local place and try and buy it with cash, so you're not like giving money to like American Bank or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Bank of America. Visa. Whatever, yeah. But yeah, so I'm gonna try and do that tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. I'll be at work all day, so I won't have a problem. I'll actually be good, but yeah, I definitely want to be like a lot more picky about where I'm spending my money, because I don't want, I'm over supporting these corporations that don't give a fuck about the work, like working class Americans.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Costco though.
Yes.
I don't even know if Costco is a good company. I just know they didn't get rid of DEI, so.
Yeah,
but neither did Walmart, and I know Walmart's got some serious problematic stuff. I think they're the biggest company in the United States.
Yeah, I stopped going to Walmart years ago.
Yeah,
I
don't go to Walmart. Yeah, really anyway, but.
But yeah, so I guess the takeaway from this week of our yappy little non-research episode is do the research. If you have the time and ability, do research into the companies that you are spending money at. It's important to know where they align and if they align with you politically. Like, yeah, a good example that you kind of brought up was Home Depot. I had no fucking idea that they donated like a shit ton of money to Trump. Not a clue.
Oh yeah,
I had no idea.
I feel like I,
not that I go to Home Depot, but
yeah, I think they've always been bad. They got rid of DEI too.
Yeah,
of course.
Shocker.
You know, which is not surprising. So did, no, yeah. So
did a lot.
Like every company.
Yeah, but it's a good idea to.
Sometimes you have to buy it from.
Yeah, if you have to, obviously don't fucking like guilt trip yourself and like make yourself feel horrible. Obviously, like the resources that we have are limited. Yeah,
like it's try to do what you can, but it's end of the day, it's kind of the company's fault, and it's also like we're the only ones that can do anything about it. So whatever, just do what you can.
Do what you can. Yeah, I urge you to do the research. If you can support local businesses, do so. Like. They deserve our money, usually, unless it's a horrible local business. They usually deserve our money a hell of a lot more than these big conglomerates that are basically monopolies. So that's my two cents. I'm going to do some research. And you know what? Actually, yeah, I'm going to do some research into some like companies that maybe we brought up or maybe some that we did it. And I'll give you guys the feedback, the rundown next week, because yeah, I think that'd be a super good resource. Just, yeah, if you can. And like we said, if you can't, that's okay too. You know, do what you can.
Harm reduction, maybe.
Harm reduction, literally. That's the next 4 years. Harm reduction and advocacy. That's the best that you can do. I don't know.
Anything else?
I don't think so. I think you have to get your ass to therapy.
Yeah, I need to get to therapy.
Go see your therapist, please.
I feel like that would be super interesting to listen to someone's therapy session. I wouldn't want people listening to mine, but I would.
Yeah, I will personally not. If I would never, ever, ever. Try to put that out there.
No. Anyway, glad that you have your new tattoos. Glad they're healing well.
Yes, me too.
Glad that you're off of work for the day and can rest.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a fat nap after you leave.
Yes, do it.
Yes. Word.
Okay. Oh my god. Also, media recommendation. I watched this movie, this animated like kids movie called The Sea Beast.
What is it? It's just like that.
I don't even know. It's just like this. Movie about, it's like animated, and it's like this story between like these like beasts, or they hunt like for these like sea beasts. They're just like these big sea animals that are scary, and then they like figure stuff out. I don't want to spoil it, but it's like I love the animation. They discover things. They low-key like overthrow a monarchy.
Oh, say less.
And there's like great I don't know about great, but there was for a animated movie, there was like some great representation. There was like some of the leading like pirate hunters were like women, and I was like, yes! Wow, like, but which is like, it shouldn't be surprising, but I was like, wait a minute, like not the men like listening to a woman that's like in like not can her like calling the shots and then also them listening to a kid who's like, which I was like, wow, people never treat children with like take them seriously.
Respect.
Yeah. So I was like, love that. And then they overthrew the monarchy.
Period.
Oh my god, I need to shut up. That's such a spoiler.
Oh.
If you're gonna watch The Sea Beast, just like dial that back so you don't forget.
Pretend
that.
Pretend like you didn't hear that. In one ear out, the other.
It's not that. Yeah. I don't think it's that crucial. You'll still love it.
Fire. Maybe I'll watch it. Maybe that's what I'll do.
It's on Netflix. It's on Netflix. It's free.
Say less.
On Netflix.
Say less.
Okay. Okay. Hope you all have a great week.
Yeah, and then we'll be back next week. I have a bunch of days off next week, so we can actually do a more conceptualized.
Yes, I've been meaning to do one of those.
I've been trying to do that. No, like more contextualized episode, because I will have the brain power, or hopefully I'll have the brain power. Who knows?
Yeah. God only knows.
God only knows
where we'll be next week.
Exactly. Anywho. All right, y'all. Well, we'll talk next week.
And may you scrape by with ease.